Let's do a little Panathomania, yes, for the Corona news that you can use as it applies to me and you as well. Vaccine. Tarrant County said over the weekend that they have contacted every single person that is on their vaccine waiting list.
I was going to say, did you hear from them?
I fell through the cracks, Marley. Big shout out, though, to Denton County for helping me out. And then speaking of the vaccine, China admitted over the weekend that its COVID-19 vaccine, not that great, buddy. Yeah, not very effective. Yeah. The effectiveness, efficacy, which is one of my favorite words of this whole pandemic thing, efficacy. Its rate of coronavirus vaccine from Sinovac, a Chinese developer, is as low as 50.4% effective. A rare admission by the Chinese government. They are considering mixing them to give them a boost a little bit. By comparison, of course, like Pfizer's sitting at 97. So,
okay. Well, do you remember when I told you that when I was in Turkey, the people in Turkey were telling me they didn't think they wanted the vaccine because it was the Chinese vaccine that was offered to them?
There you go.
By the government.
Made in China. There. Well,
yeah, they weren't happy about that. And a lot of people I talked to, they were like, yeah, I don't think I'm getting that Chinese vaccine.
Evidently good at inventing viruses, but bad at the antidote. Qatar Airways says it operated last Tuesday the world's first fully vaccinated flight. Everybody on this 3.5-hour round trip from Hamad International Airport in Doha, Qatar, over the Persian Gulf to Oman, and then back again. Everybody on the crew, all the ticket guests, fully vaccinated for coronavirus. So they are now free to... We'll literally go anywhere. A new survey, as things start to get a little closer to normal, survey by YouGov reveals 43% of teleworkers miss water cooler chats with their coworkers. Water cooler chats.
Interesting.
20% said they miss happy hour with their coworkers. 30% say they just miss their office work. And 12% say they can't wait to get away from their partner and home. That's a little low on the 12%. That's those that admitted it right there. But 43% miss water cooler chats. I don't know about up here. I don't know about you, Marley. I miss a water cooler because I don't think we've had one since 1992.
Well, they shut it off. Remember?
Yes, I found that out.
Because when I was there for that couple of weeks at Christmas, I went downstairs to go get water, and it had been like shut off.
Bum, bum, bum.
So I couldn't get coffee or water.
Or water. I mean, no water. What are we going to do? Well, certainly the fashion world has been changed by the pandemic. And the head of Levi's CEO Chip Berg tells...
Oh, he's in a bit of trouble.
...everybody that skinny jeans are dead. He said that mom jeans, jeans that flare out, kind of bell-bottom line, and high-waist jeans are now popular because of it. Now, he says also cycles come and go. The last denim cycle, it goes about every 10 years, he says. And the skinny jean cycle lasted about 10 years. 9.5 years too long, perhaps. But, here come the bell-bottoms back again. I think the sweatpants should
be
here to stay.
Can I just have something in between all of that? Just regular?
Yeah.
Just plain jeans? Just jeans.
Yes, jeans.
That's what I want.
With pockets
just
that
jeans.
Work. I'm waiting for the the rise of the adult onesie, honestly. I'm still waiting on it. And then finally, we knew it was coming, and it is here. Good luck trying to get booked with a physician, a clinic, a doctor, or a spa for Botox. The post-lockdown Botox surge is in full capacity right now.
Oh, that's distressing. I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I haven't had any Botox in like a year and a half.
Right.
I was just thinking I should really go see my doctor.
Well, the pain.
I call him Dr. Beautiful.
As the pandemic ebbs, the filler is certainly flowing, and pretty much everybody is slammed, fully booked, extending their hours. And running out of supplies, too, to keep it going.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. And now, right? Another shortage, no less. But people are fairly happy about the return of Botox. Well, they're happy as best we can tell. They don't.
Your hang station is very fortunate. Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.